Donna Summer with Charlie Tuna. It's my favorite season of the year just because of Donna. Summertime and The Wanderer. But then that's sort of a succinct statement on life. Life is like an oil well. Some of us get the oil, some of us get the shaft. Here's Jim Croce, a musical autobiography. He said he hung around in a couple of these kind of bars. Big Bad Leroy Brown.
It's outside of Chicago. It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just be well.
With Charlie Tuna and Big Bad Leroy Brown. Reminds me of the story I heard about two drunks come out of a bar, spot somebody siphoning gas out of their car. One drunk nudges the other and says, "Man, I hope I never get that thirsty."
Charlie Tuna.
When it's payday, it's no secret. There's plenty of cash floating around, and everybody knows it. You work hard for your pay, so be sure you don't lose it to someone who wants it as much as you do. Don't flash cash. Counting cash in public is one sure way to attract attention, the attention you don't need. Remember, not everyone has the cash you have, especially at payday. Play it safe. Crime prevention starts with you. Celebrity.
Close-up.
Today, a visit with the star of stage, screen, radio, television, commercials, and now recordings, George Burns.
Sonny Throckmorton wrote the song. And he went to Charlie Fash with Mercury Records. He says, "I got a great song and I'd like to record it." Throckmorton is only 40 years old. And Charlie Fash says, "You're too young. We got to get somebody." He says, "Who can we get?" He says, "Let's get the oldest." And they looked around for Moses. They couldn't find him, and I was next in line, so they got me. And they asked me to go to Nashville to record two songs. And naturally, I went. 32 violins and six guitars and a piano, bass, and drums. And eight backup singers. You know, with all that help, they didn't need me. They could have used Dolly Parton.
Did you like working in the studio?
Yeah, just great. The most exciting thing I've ever done, I think, is I love to sing. I enjoy it. You know, I love singing. And these songs, they're great songs, great words. And I never sang these kind of songs before. You know, I sang Red Rose Rag and those kind of songs.
I was looking at the album titles and listening to them, and I had almost in my mind a little biographical sketch of George Burns in each of these songs. Did you pick all the songs individually for the album? Or
no, they sent me a lot of songs, and then I picked the ones that I liked.
It sounds like you can relate to quite a few of them.
Yeah, like Old Bones, just a great song, and a lot of those songs, they're marvelous songs.
I've got to ask you, do you wish you were 18 again, George?
No, I don't have to be. I'm going to stay here for a long time. I'm booked.
What about the things that you haven't done? Is there anything left for George Burns at this point? You've done everything so well and so long.
Well, if Vaudeville comes back, I'll start all over again. Anything that's got anything to do with show business, I'll try to do if they ask me to do it. Like, I never knew I was an actor until I was 79. You know, Jack Benny had died, was supposed to be in the Sunshine Boys. And then they asked me to read for Neil Simon and Herb Ross. I read, and I found out I was an actor. Then I went to Nashville, and I found out I'm a singer.
Celebrity Close-Up.
I love you. I'm crazy about you.
The Jacksons with Charlie Tuna. Love that brass section in there. Tight little band, isn't it? Called Lovely One. Coming up, I'm going to try and test this theory we were talking about earlier this hour on people being born on the same date at the same time, having the same personality traits. Now, my birthday is April the 18th, so I want all the birthdays on April the 18th that are listening out there to give me a call and we'll compare some notes. Here's Barbara Streisand and A Woman in Love. Streisand and other musical instruments. But Charlie Tuna, boy, she belts that one out, doesn't she? That's Woman in Love. Well, here's something for a woman in love or just a guy out there listening to the radio right now from Science Magazine. A report that scientists are discovering some astonishing facts regarding the similarities between identical twins who were separated at birth and raised by different families. Take the case of Jim Springer and Jim Lewis, who were reunited in middle age. Each discovered the other had married and then divorced a woman named Linda Blair, and that both had second marriages to a woman named Betty. Each of the twins had named their sons James Allen and James Allen, spelled A-L-A-N, and both had dogs named Toy. Both of these twins work part-time as deputy sheriffs and both vacation regularly in Florida. According to researchers at the University of Minnesota, two British twins separated at birth named their sons Richard Andrew and Andrew Richard, and their daughters Catherine Louise and Karen Louise. And then there's the case of a pair of identical twins who were briefly introduced as children. Each wore her favorite dress for the occasion. The dresses were identical.
Charlie Tuna.
J. Changing spark plugs is one of the easiest car care jobs you can do yourself. But some people don't know that the old plugs provide clues about your car's mechanical condition. Oil or carbon deposits or burned plugs may indicate engine problems, ranging from bad ignition timing to a misadjusted carburetor. So doing the work yourself not only cuts repair bills, it tells you what's up under the hood. With today's prices, that's important. To learn more, get a copy of Backyard Mechanic Volume 2. Send $1.60 to the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Charlie Tuna going to the telephone right now to talk to April the 18th birthday people just to see if they're like me. We're going to find out once and for all if this astrology thing is all that it's cracked up to be or signed up to be.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Dan Minerva.
Hi, Dan. Do you find yourself anything like me?
Well, I don't know. You're a pretty cool guy.
Hey, the reason I bring this up, there's a girl on the soccer team I coach. Her birthday is on April the 18th, and I think we're almost diametric opposites. This is a little crazier than I am, though. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. You're an April the 18th baby.
Yeah, I'm April 18th.
Do you find yourself similar in any traits to me over the years?
No, you're crazy. I'm the regular.
Great. All right, another call. Hello.
Hi.
April 18th?
Yeah, April 18th.
Any different than me?
I don't know. Do you find yourself lazy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I get that way. If I didn't have to get up and go to work, I'd probably be very lazy.
I find it very hard to get up and go to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. What do you think alike on April the 18th?
We're definitely alike. I'm insane.
And you have a very low voice, I noticed. Thank you. All right, another one?
Hello.
Oh, good, a lady. Yes. Are we anything alike, lady?
No, I'm quiet and shy, but you're like my mother who was born on the 18th.
Well, see, I'm really quiet and shy off the air.
Oh, I see.
This is just the showbiz. Tinsel and glitter, and it's all strings and mirrors with me here. One more? Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm not quite like you, a little bit.
A little bit. What's your favorite color?
Brown.
No, you're not. One more. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, April the 18th?
My mother is, but she's not going to call you, I know.
Why?
Well, you know, she's 55, and I don't think she's into the kind of music you play.
Well, we don't have a limit at 55 here, except for speed.
I don't know. She's more in the country and western.
Yeah, well, if I were back home in Nebraska, I probably would.
Maybe. Well, she was from Oklahoma.
And she's not like me at all, because you know me, I'll call anybody.
I know you.
Thank you.
3-minute crash course in French. That's Charlie Tuna with Lady Marmalade. Voulez-vous que je vous envoie ce soir? On the telephone, one final note here on the astrology comparisons. People born on April the 18th, this lady and I were talking off the air, and she was born just about the same time of the morning as I was born. And what did you say?
It's around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Anything like me at all, do you feel?
Well, besides being about 10 years older than you, and you're male and I'm female, I don't know if we have anything in common or not.
You're 10 years older. You mean you're 30? For another Charlie Tuna Show. Thank you very much for joining me today. Before we say our goodbyes, a special hello to all our friends and listeners at Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska. We'll see you back here tomorrow, and until that time, stay tuned.